W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump spoke by phone today with China's president and met at the White House with the new German chancellor. But Elon Musk and his criticism of the president's spending package took center stage.
I'd rather have him criticize me than the bill, because the bill is incredible. It's the biggest cut in the history of our country. We've never cut. It's about $1.6 trillion in cuts.
Trump said he doesn't know if he'll have a relationship with Musk anymore. The Supreme Court made it easier today to claim reverse discrimination in employment. The suit was brought by an Ohio woman who claimed she didn't get a job and was demoted for another because she's straight. CBS's Jan Crawford.
The court today, and this is important, this decision was unanimous, saying discrimination is discrimination. And so now Marlene Ames gets to go try to prove her case.
On Wall Street, stocks are a little changed despite the U.S.-China phone call on tariffs. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Trump administration is scrutinizing Wisconsin's top election agency. Federal funding for voter education and poll worker training could be on the line. The U.S. Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division issued a sharp warning to the Wisconsin Elections Commission in a letter yesterday, saying that the agency is out of compliance with federal law. At issue, the DOJ says the commission lacks a proper administrative complaint process, a requirement under the Help America Vote Act, or HAVA. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is a bipartisan body established roughly a decade ago by former Governor Scott Walker. It oversees election guidance for nearly 2,000 local clerks, and the agency does have a complaint system and investigative process in place. Any eligible Wisconsin voter can file a complaint, but the DOJ's letter suggests that may not meet federal standards. Since 2002, Wisconsin has received more than $77 million to help administer elections after HAVA, the post-2000 election law that aimed to make voting more accessible and secure. This latest federal push comes amid continued complaints over a mobile voting van used in Racine during a primary years ago. The city said the van expanded access for voters, but former Racine GOP chair Kenneth Brown disagreed and sued. The case went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which tossed it out earlier this year. The court's liberal majority ruled that Brown wasn't personally harmed and had no standing. State Republican lawmakers are taking another swing. A new bill, backed by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, would make it easier to sue if complaints to the Election Commission were dismissed. That proposal had a public hearing earlier this week. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The Brewers are back home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have the day off before opening a weekend series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the San Diego Padres. The Brewers beating the Reds yesterday 9-1 at Great American Ballpark thanks to home runs from Jackson Churio, Isaac Collins, and Daz Cameron, whose father Mike played for the crew in 2009. What has Daz learned from his dad?
Stay within the moment and understand that there are going to be times where we're going to win. Sometimes we're going to lose, and just continue to, you know, be prepared.
NFL, the Packers center Elgton Jenkins has been holding out for a new contract. What about Zach Tom, the starting right tackle? Asked why he's reported to OTAs.
I don't really think it'll do me any good to sit out. You know, I'm trying not to worry about the contract situation. I'm just trying to do what's best for the team. And being here with the guys, I think that's worth a lot more than the contract situation will take care of itself.
That's Packers right tackle Zach Tom with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 57. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State's Eric Kelder Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor Wayne York, who makes the popcorn pick of the week. And then organized crime expert Bob Dennis joins me in the studio to talk about presidents and their connections to the mob.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
This is the Tom Hartman
Welcome
Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Procter & Gamble just announced that they're going to cut 7,000 jobs in response to Trump's tariffs. Yeah, so much winning. We just can't deal with it. All this winning. Meanwhile, you ever heard of the Republican Study Committee? The Republican Study Committee is this group of Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives that think of themselves as grand intellectuals. They're well supported by the right wing billionaires, particularly the fossil fuel billionaires. And they are, major forces behind this piece of legislation that Trump calls the Big Beautiful Bill, that Chuck Schumer just renamed the "Well, We're All Going to Die" bill, which is brilliant. Thank you, Joni Ernst. But the Republican Study Committee has a new idea that they want to roll out, and they will roll out for sure, and in fact put into law next year. Or maybe even sooner, if they can maintain their control of the House, the Senate, and the White House. And that is to raise the retirement age for Social Security to 69 by 2033, over the next 5 years, or the next 8 years. This would mostly impact Americans between 30 and 55 years old. These Social Security recipients would lose around $420,000 in lifetime benefits. Americans who are affected by this higher retirement age would receive roughly $3,500 less each year throughout their retirement. The lost payouts amount to about a 13% annual cut in Social Security payments, would impact 257 million retirees. The plan would begin in 2026, slowly raising the age up to 69 by 2023. Keep in mind, the last time the retirement age got raised from 65 to 67, that was done by Ronald Reagan and the Republicans. But they spaced it out over 33 years. They just added a few months every year to the retirement age. So it took 33 years to hit that full 37. These guys now want to take it from 67 to 69 over the course of the next 8 years. And the Republican Study Committee is dead serious about this. You know, we don't need no stinking old people. And what this tells you is that they are so certain that Fox News, you know, the average age of the Fox News viewer is 71 years old, at least according to the last, you know, media survey I saw. It's probably a year or so ago. But, Fox viewers are older, as are the viewers of the other right-wing networks, OAN and One American News, that's One American News and Newsmax. They all tend to be older, but in particular Fox. And Fox basically owns the Republican base. So, I mean, you know, when you survey Republican base voters and you lay on them some of the false narratives that Fox has promoted over the years. They're all in on these things. They're clearly getting most of their information from Fox. So what this tells you is that the Republican Study Committee and the right-wing billionaires who own the Republicans in the House of Representatives have concluded that seniors who regularly watch Fox are so entranced by Fox that they will ignore the fact that Republicans want to screw them because Fox never reports it. So these people just will never know, right? It'll just be, you know, it'll be a footnote in a news story if it's reported at all. This was very much not the case, you know, back when Reagan was president. When Reagan was president and they raised the retirement age to 67 in 1986, they, like I said, they did it over a 33-year period. So basically, it didn't hit anybody for, you know, years. And when it did, it was small and incremental and hardly noticed. Why did they do it that way? Well, they did it that way because back in 1986, they didn't have Fox News. The Republicans did not control the minds of people over 65 or people approaching 65. People over 50, say. Now they do, or at least they believe they do. So the question for Democrats, the question, frankly, for Republicans as well, the question for all Americans, is how much longer can the right-wing media continue to hold these people in the face of all these obvious lies? You know, tariffs are going to create prosperity, that inflation is going down, that unemployment is getting better, that during the 4 years of the Biden administration, when, by the way, we saw the greatest job growth since the 1960s, we saw the lowest inflation since the 1960s, we saw, you know, the biggest unionization movement, we saw the first president in history to walk a picket line, we saw the first president in history to visit an active war zone. During the 4 years of the Biden administration, we just saw, you know, an extraordinarily positive transformation of America. We saw the end of the COVID pandemic. And yet, Trump and Fox and every Republican who goes on television will say, you know, after 4 years, four miserable years, 4 years of terrible, you know, quiet, how much longer can they sell these lies? I mean, at what point do people... do people just, like, you know, look outside the window and say, hey, it's raining? You know, it's the old saying, you know, it's a weatherman's job is not to present both sides of, well, maybe it's raining and maybe it's not. It's to look out the damn window and say, hey, it's raining. Or check the radar. I mean, at what point are Americans going to wake up and say, whoa? I mean, look at what's happening right now with Social Security. I mean, this is all, you know, all of this in the context of the retirement age having to do with Social Security. But just without raising the retirement age, I mean, this is something the Republicans in the House of Representatives are planning on doing with their next major piece of legislation. But look at what they've already done. Big Balls and his friends have fired some 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 people from the Social Security Administration. And the new director of the Social Security Administration, who basically had to Google his job description, new Social Security Commissioner Frank Bisignano, says, you know, we're not going to prioritize new claims and new appeals. Sorry. You know, if you're signing up, you go to the back of the line. And if you want to make an address change, or if you've changed banks, say you decide you're with a big bank and you want to go with a local credit union, and you reach out to Social Security and say, hey, would you start direct depositing to the credit union instead? Particularly since Social Security is saying pretty soon we're not going to send out checks anymore. Now you may have to wait months. You may not get your checks during that period of time. Making an address or bank account change can take you longer than usual. According to the Social Security Administration, many beneficiaries could experience delays or even stopped benefits, Social Security employees told USA Today. Several of the typical tasks that may be cast aside, such as switching direct deposit details or fixing issues with Medicaid billing, I'm assuming that would be Medicare as well, could mean the difference between receiving a check or not. Over 71 million Americans rely on Medicaid, and disruption in Social Security and its association with Medicaid could produce problems. By the way, Social Security Administration receives 400,000 phone calls a day. 10,000 people a day are aging into Social Security. And this administration, the Trump administration, is saying, we're not going to prioritize that stuff. So you've got mass layoffs, you've got buyout offers to members of the Social Security staff. All of this stuff is making the delays even worse. I mean, if you want to, and then on top of that, average 401k balances are down 3% since Trump was sworn into office. Now, again, 401ks went up during the 4 years of the Biden administration more than any time, as I recall, 401ks in that four-year period went up during more than during any single four-year period of any administration. Now, he would be competing with Obama's first 4 years for that, you know, both of them having followed really serious crashes in the stock market caused by Republicans, the first caused by George W. Bush, the second caused by Donald Trump. But the average 401k balance fell 3% in the first quarter of 2025. The average individual retirement account balance, those are 401ks, the IRAs sank 4%. From the previous quarter. And just anecdotally, this article, this is from CNBC. And this article kind of notes in passing, and I think it's fascinating. You know, I keep telling you, rich people love recessions. People say, you know, why is it the 9 out of the last 10 recessions happened when Republicans were president? It's because you make the most money during recessions if you're a wealthy investor. If you've got cash, what do you do as you're going into the recession? You sell, or you can even hang on, you know, because you know it's going to come back out of it. But during the recession, at the bottom of the recession, you just buy everything in sight. This is how Warren Buffett made a fortune. This is how Joe Kennedy made a fortune during the Great Depression. And here, this is just incredible. This is the next to the last paragraph in this article on CNBC. For example, the 10 best trading days by percentage gained for the S&P 500 over the past 30 years all occurred during recessions, often in close proximity to the worst days, according to a Wells Fargo analysis published last year. They want recessions. They want the market to crash because these are buying opportunities for billionaires. When COVID caused the stock market to collapse, you saw the biggest increase in billionaire wealth in the history of America during that year and the following year, 2020 and 2021. Billionaires love recessions. Rich people love recessions. And Trump is committed to giving it to them. I mean, you know, everybody's like, oh, you know, the inflation is going to come. There's a recession going to come because of these tariffs. Why is Trump doing this? He's destroying the American economy. Yeah, that's the whole point. Because he and his billionaire buddies will make more money. While the average person, you know, people with 401ks or IRAs are having to sell the stock because they just lost their jobs and take a 10% penalty just to get money to live on. It's crazy. 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You're not going to believe what Donald Trump has done with the organization in the federal government that's supposed to look out for domestic terrorism. I'll tell you about that.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Rock Fest, Summer Fest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed two election bills May 2nd, one of which includes provisions for poll workers to challenge the citizenship of voters in the polling place, a ban on ranked choice voting, and a higher bar for third parties. Among several new provisions, House File 954 authorizes state election officials to access federal agency databases and gives local election officials authority to challenge citizenship of a registered voter at the polls. A recent presidential executive order now allows access to those databases. If a voter is not able to provide documentation at the polls, they would be forced to use a provisional ballot. Only days before the 2024 election, the Secretary of State's office challenged the eligibility of over 2,100 registered voters. Most were naturalized citizens or data errors, while 277 were registered non-citizens. Of those, only 35 voted out of 1.7 million ballots cast. Pro-voter groups argue such mass challenges intimidate legitimate naturalized citizens from voting. Two provisions in 954 attempt to protect major party power. It bans ranked choice voting for any election in Iowa and raises the bar for third parties to field candidates. Third parties now need to garner 2% of the vote in three consecutive elections to qualify for the ballot. We have more on HF 954 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails is a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. Louise adds it to our coffee every morning. This isn't another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, I can get you 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's get, G-E-T, nativepath.com/THOM, getnativepath.com/Tom for up to 45% off.
It only takes a spark before the fire grows. Not 50%, not even 10. Just the hearts of a few rising up again. From the fields of Maine to the Georgia pines, in college towns and factory lines, we're standing up, we're making noise. Everyday women, men and boys. One in every 28, that's all it takes to bend the arc, to raise the stakes. We're marching forward, hearts ablaze, through muddy roads and darker days. With hands held high, we won't be late to change the world. Just one woman. No need for thrones, no crowns of gold. Our powers.
25 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So, Thomas Fugate graduated from college last year with a degree in politics. And now, the 22-year-old with no apparent national security expertise at all, he was the Secretary General of his Model United Nations Club in high school, apparently. But the white, and he did work on the Trump campaign. Big supporter. Picture of him at Mar-a-Lago. Picture of him at the White House. And he worked for the right, for the, he interned at the Heritage Foundation. And he has now been put in charge of the Center for Prevention Programs and Partnerships, sometimes known as CP3. This is the organization that leads nationwide efforts to stop hate crimes, school shootings, and domestic terrorism. Now, why did they put a 22-year-old fresh out of college in charge of this organization? Well, first off, they've gutted the organization. They've said, because the biggest threats in America, the most murders that are committed in the name of politics, by far and away, 90% to 10%, are Republican-aligned or right-wing-aligned people committing crimes against, typically minorities. The left-wing violence, yes, back in the day, I remember the Weather Underground, but they're gone. They're dead. There's just nothing left. So the principal job that this agency had was looking at right-wing violence, and the Trump administration said, no more, not going to do it anymore. They had a staff of 80 people. They're down to 20 now. And because we're not going to do terrorism prevention in the United States anymore if it's right-wing, white supremacist terrorists. And so let's just put a 22-year-old in charge of the agency. This is crazy.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's just incredible. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. 27 minutes past the hour. Stay with us. You trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com. I know you've got a gazillion photos sitting on your phone right now. Well, don't leave them there. Get them printed for free and delivered straight to your door with Free Prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, Free Prints is the world's favorite way to get premium quality photo prints. No subscriptions, no commitments, just 1,000 free prints a year. Go to FreePrints.com or download the FreePrints app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's FreePrints or FreePrints.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at Hartman.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Emily Mills will join us from the recombobulation area on an intriguing story about AI and its effect on the environment, as well as what's worse. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Trump administration is scrutinizing Wisconsin's top election agency. Federal funding for voter education and poll worker training could be on the line. The U.S. Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division issued a sharp warning to the Wisconsin Elections Commission in a letter yesterday, saying that the agency is out of compliance with federal law. At issue, the DOJ says the commission lacks a proper administrative complaint process, a requirement under the Help America Vote Act, or HAVA. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is a bipartisan body established roughly a decade ago by former Governor Scott Walker. It oversees election guidance for nearly 2,000 local clerks, and the agency does have a complaint system and investigative process in place. Any eligible Wisconsin voter can file a complaint, but the DOJ's letter suggests that may not meet federal standards. Since 2002, Wisconsin has received more than $77 million to help administer elections after HAVA, the post-2000 election law that aimed to make voting more accessible and secure. This latest federal push comes amid continued complaints over a mobile voting van used in Racine during a primary years ago. The city said the van expanded access for voters, but former Racine GOP chair Kenneth Brown disagreed and sued. The case went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which tossed it out earlier this year. The court's liberal majority ruled that Brown wasn't personally harmed and had no standing. State Republican lawmakers are taking another swing. A new bill, backed by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, would make it easier to sue if complaints to the Election Commission were dismissed. That proposal had a public hearing earlier this week. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly to mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 57. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans. And they help me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us, plus our regular Week in Review panelists, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, and journalist Jennifer Schulze and Mark Jacob.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
So much for all of your support. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now, which is why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
A paper bag of dog poop and a lighter in my hand. I'd sneak up to a porch, set the fire to a blaze, ring the bell and run off laughing. Oh, those were the days. But now I'm seeing flashbacks, and it's not so fun. There's a grown man in the White House pulling this on everyone. Each morning there's a package, flaming bright and strong. And America's left cleaning up. Yeah, this is Trump's ding-dong. Trump's ding-dong, another flaming mess. Delivered every morning, no time to
rest. Welcome back, 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
You know, Tom, a big part of the expansion of the middle class in the FDR New Deal era was not just economic improvements, but improvements of the overall general health of Americans.
Yes.
In 1900, the average lifespan of an American was 47.8 years, much of that due to a high infant mortality rate, but also lack of public health regulations and workplace regulations. People died at work, so it wasn't just
many of them children. By the way, one third of the American South factory population was children in 1900.
Yep, and by 1950, the average lifespan of an American was 65 years, almost a 33% increase, the highest ever in America. Because even since then, when we've had more medical improvements, well, of course we had more workplace regulations, more public health regulations. Remember, we had Typhoid Mary, and we recognize that. But since 1950, we've had many more medical improvements, yeah. And yet our lifespan's only gone up to about 78. But among those things was oral health. And I'm going to talk about fluoride. This, I don't know, did you have fluoride treatments when you were in elementary school?
Yeah. Yeah, in school, they would come in and they'd put this awful tasting stuff in your mouth. It was very sour. And then you'd have to slosh around and spit it out. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So what happened was now they're saying this RFK Jr., who's a completely incompetent person altogether, the allegation is that the fluoride in water is, you know, they acknowledge, even Ron DeSantis acknowledges that. Oh, yeah, it's good for your teeth and it prevents cavities, but it's a risk to the neurological damage of fetuses, which there is absolutely no evidence to suggest that
that's
any neurological disease in a fetus or in anybody else is due to fluoride in the water. But be that as it may, if it were, like alcohol and tobacco, pregnant women would just avoid tap water and drink bottled water, if you can find it without fluoride in it, that is.
Yeah,
Ron DeSantis says that this is forced medication, which is the stupidest thing, because the way they discovered fluoride was good for your teeth is by people in a region of Colorado who were drinking a particular mountain spring water, and they didn't have any cavities.
Yeah.
In the 30s. And they were like, that's pretty unusual, because most people in their 30s lost all their teeth by the time they were 40 or 50. And So the phrase came up, it must be something in water. And sure enough, it was. It was fluoride.
Right. And it turns out the mechanism of action on this is absolutely fascinating, Paul. Ionic fluoride bonds to calcium. It loves calcium, and it just and so when you get tooth decay, you know, you've got bacteria that's basically eating the you know, it destroys the outer layer of your teeth and then starts going for the calcium, and the fluoride bonds with that calcium, and basically it's like putting a plastic shield over it. It's actually a fluoride shield. Fluoride is a metal, or a mineral. I guess it's both, and so. It prevents the bacteria from getting to the calcium. The bacteria don't like to chew on fluoride. They do like to chew on calcium. I realize I'm probably totally mangling the science here. But that's why you can externally apply it, because it just, bang, bonds right immediately to calcium. And
it hardens the calcium, enamel on your teeth.
Yeah, fluoride is harder than calcium.
Right. It hardens the
fluoride ions interlace with the calcium ions at the surface of the teeth. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So then we have these fluoride treatments, but they don't give them anymore. They don't do that. It's kind of, I had those, and I think
that's because it's in all the toothpaste now.
Well, but what they realized is that the fluoride treatments, the data didn't show that these intense treatments, we had to sit with these sponges in our mouth for half an hour, three times we had to do this,
right.
There was any better results for doing these increased.
Right. No, you have to have daily exposure to the fluoride.
Well, but the thing was that they realized is that they started asking, well, how much fluoride is necessary? If a whole bunch doesn't do any better, how much do we need? Because they had been putting in the public city water the same amount as in these Colorado mountain springs.
Mm-hmm.
What they found out is that you don't need that much at all, even.
Yeah.
And so what we have in our city water is about 10% of what was in the natural water. So it is in no such way a forced medication.
Right.
It's just that in certain places, certain springs, and that's where they came up with it. Remember back in the 70s, everything was mountain spring water. Coors beer was made from mountain spring water and all this stuff. Well, it turns out that the fluoride was the biggest thing in that. Amount of fluoride that we have in our water is less than what was originally discovered. And that's why it's not in it
I know. It's just one of these nutty conspiracy theories. Paul, I got to move along, but thank you. Thanks for bringing that up. I'd been wanting to talk about that for several days. You just, that was perfect. David in Seattle, want to try it again, David?
Yeah, I wanted to find out one question from you. About 5 years ago, on your program, they talked about the National Health System in Canada, like the said they can vote. You had on your program that the person that had a card for the national health care could vote. Do you hear me okay?
I hear you fine. I'm not sure what your question is.
My question is, do you remember having it on your show about 5 years ago?
I don't know about Canada. I know in Taiwan, when you're born, you're given basically an identity card, sort of like a Social Security card, and that number is your health. That provides you with your health care. It also provides you with your retirement benefits, and it's also your identity. I'm assuming in Canada it's similar. Canada, to the best of my knowledge, doesn't force people to jump through all the hoops that we do here in the United States to vote. I mean, all you have to do is, demonstrate you're a citizen and register to vote, and that's it. I mean, it's not, they're not aggressively trying to prevent people from voting like they do in red states in America. But beyond that, I'm not sure why you're asking the question. No, I don't remember. But what's the point?
The point is it would take care of this voter purging if you could vote. If you had a national health care system, and that's right. Why they're against it, it's one of the many reasons why they're against it, is if we can vote, if we have this national health care,
We don't even need that. We all have Social Security numbers. We're assigned them now at birth. If you're a citizen, you're assigned a Social Security number at birth. So why don't we just use, you know, if you've got a Social Security number, you get to vote. I mean, that would be a really simple solution. And it's you know, apropos of what you're talking about. So, yeah. David, thanks for the call. It should be that easy, right? Yes, here's my Social Security number. You can look it up. I mean, this is how we vet people when they come for employment, right? I mean, that's are you an illegal alien? I don't, well, here's your Social Security. Oh, yeah, you're a real person. But no, Republicans have got to make it much more complicated than that, much more difficult than that, because they don't want you to vote. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Picking up your calls right after the break. Stay with us. I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, VIBRIANCE.com/Tom, THOM. Vibrance.com/Tom.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is Pollinator Month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The ecosystem mission area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
You're out in the streets, you're raising your voice, pushing back hard, 'cause there ain't no choice. You see the storm, you feel fighting for justice before it's too late. But even warriors need to rest. Even lions lay down in their nest. Take a breath, take a break. Don't let the fire turn to ash in its wake. Keep the fire.
Picking up the calls here, I've got a caller in Idaho. Your phone number ends in 8295. Don't have a name, though. What's your name?
My name's Peggy.
Peggy.
From Ruby Red, Idaho.
Great.
Yes,
so,
and I am
what's up,
so,
Peggy?
I love your guys' music. It is just perfect.
Well, thank you. That's Louise's
yeah,
music.
Yeah, I was going to... Oh, it's wonderful. Gosh, everybody, my neighbors and family, they believe every lie Trump tells. I just about want to cry because it's unbelievable. And they'll tell me, you should listen to that fake news. And then I know they're just, you know, some of them are really hardworking people, but they just get their news off Fox or a little bit off their phone. And so... they just don't believe a word I said. I used to feel a duty to warn them what's coming, but I can't do it anymore. Because unless the high prices finally hit here in Walmart, they just think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
They say anybody was better than Biden, and I don't understand the great hatred for him,
yeah.
Except maybe something to do with guns. They thought their guns were going to get taken away. But anyway, more important, I want to help that guy with his medicine. I'm familiar with the Cole case, the young boy that died that couldn't get his medicine because my mom couldn't get her medicine either. It was $600. And Biden had an executive order, 14087, for lowering prescription drug costs for Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched Trump kill that bill on the first night with his big black pen. And so that kid was the first casualty of him being in the White House.
Yep.
So the drug companies get to keep it high. So her medicine was going to be $35, just like that kid's was, Cole's.
Yep.
And he had a choice between paying his rent and getting his medicine. And of course, they should have gave him, you know, another medicine or talked to his doctor.
Yeah, Biden had reduced the price on insulin.
$35.
And, yeah,
yes,
and Trump blew
he did
that up.
Excellent.
You're right. You're right.
Uh-huh. I mean, he's totally destroyed it. So he's not for working-class Americans.
No.
He's just not.
Trump is for
I've
the
heard him say he, yeah, he wouldn't mind a recession, he said, but he'd hate to be known as the
Herbert Hoover.
President that did a depression,
right.
But he don't mind a recession.
Right.
That is just sickening.
No, they love
but
recessions.
Anyway, tell that. I know it's horrible. Though. So tell that guy that couldn't afford his medicine that I went on the patient assistant program, get the, you know, the main company that makes the medicine like Pfizer or one of those big, go on and, because there's a bunch of junk on there if you don't.
So reach out to the company itself and they may offer you a discount.
Itself. And so my mom gets her medicine for free now because she's low income and she had to prove that she spent $600. you know, to qualify.
Right.
So everyone is different, every, you know, company.
Sure.
But so, no, she gets her $600 medicine.
So to our friend who's trying to get his pain medication, check with the company.
Or Peggy, any of the other people that can't afford it.
Yeah, got it. Peggy, that's brilliant. Thank you so much. That was
another
great public service.
Thank you.
Yeah, good talking to you. Mike in Hope Sound, Florida. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm working hard to do good trouble down here in Florida, and you know me. I've talked to you before.
Yeah.
I want to say just two things. One of them is I want to salute you for pointing out the messaging problem. While I totally agree with it, I agree with everything you say. Virtually 99% of everything you say, I agree with. I understand the messaging is off. But I want to point this out, that as that woman from Idaho just said, it doesn't make a damn bit of difference with these people.
Yeah.
We've had messaging about health. We've had messaging for 50 years about the economy. They don't care about that. But I would want to point out and get your feedback on something. We're outnumbered. We're about a third of this country now because non-voters are a third. These red voters are a third. And so we have to target these non-voters who aren't patriotic. They're useless for as far as doing their civic duty. So I want to know, how do we message people who are non-voters to say, look, stop sitting on the sidelines. If you're an American, do the one thing you need to do at least every 4 years, show up to vote.
Well, you'll find those people. You'll find those people in your social circles. You'll find that you're working next to them. You're living next door to them. They're showing up at the supermarket when you're inspecting the vegetables. Those people are all over the place, and you know, you just need to reach out as often as you can.
You got to keep reaching out. But I appreciate it, and I also appreciate one more public service you did today. I'm going to start brushing my teeth with Coors beer because I think that'll be a good cavity fighter. So.
Yes. Son, it's in the water. That's why it's yellow. It's an old Fire Sign Theater line. Thanks a lot, Mike. Nice to hear from you. Paul in Chicago. Hey, Paul, you've got the last, I think, about 25 seconds here. You got a quick one?
All right, perfect. Perfect. Mark Cuban, Cost Plus Pharmacy. I had a new pill, $1,400 retail. I got it from him for $40.
Oh, so another piece of advice for our friend who's trying to get his pain meds.
I don't own any of the company.
Yeah.
He only deals in generics, but the guy that called, I felt badly for him.
Yeah, me too. Paul, thank you for that. Mark Cuban's company, Cost Plus Pharmacy. Yeah, you should check that out. So. What a community we have here. You know, people calling to help each other out. It is such a privilege to me to share 3 hours every day with you. Thank you so much for showing up. And thanks for being with us today. I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says he's very disappointed in Elon Musk's criticism of his spending bill.
He's worn the hat. Trump was right about everything. And I am right about the great, big, beautiful bill.
Musk tweeted Trump wouldn't have won the election without him. A judge has granted bond to a Massachusetts high school student arrested on his way to volleyball practice. He came to the U.S. from Brazil when he was 7. Reporter Joe Weil.
An immigration judge has ruled Marcelo Gomes can be released on $2,000 bond. We've also learned he's been moved to Plymouth, which came as a surprise to his lawyer during the hearing.
The Supreme Court's made it easier to claim reverse discrimination. Analyst Jessica Levinson.
This is a unanimous Supreme Court saying that you, when you're a plaintiff and you walk into court and you want to allege employment discrimination under Title VII, that you're not going to have a different standard depending on who you are.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.